With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. At the World Series, just one victory away, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the slumping New York Yankees 4-2 last night in Game 3.
The Dodgers have taken a commanding 3-0 lead in the World Series after defeating the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3. It took L.A. only three batters to take command of Game 3. Shohei Ohtani led off with a 4-pitch walk from Clark Schmidt. After Mookie Betts flew out, Freddie Freeman continued his sizzling hitting by lining a home run into the right field seats for a 2-0 Dodgers lead. Freeman has homered in each of the three series games.
I've just been seeing the ball very well, obviously not missing the mistakes. Hopefully we just can keep it going tomorrow. We got one more.
Walker Buehler and six relievers kept the Yankees from scoring until two out in the ninth inning when Alex Verdugo hit a two-run homer. Tom Merriam, New York.
In the NBA yesterday, winners include Chicago, Houston, and Phoenix. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL yesterday, wide receiver Calvin Austin III scores twice as the Pittsburgh Steelers hold off the New York Jets.
The Steelers have won their last two games with Russell Wilson at the quarterback spot and three wins overall. They broke away from a grinder of a game to beat the Giants 26-18. Calvin Austin III snapped off a 73-yard punt return to swing the game in the Steelers' favor in the third quarter. Says Coach Mike Tomlin.
You know, we're ready to break this thing open, man. I talked to Calvin before on third down before he took the field. He'd just been close for a couple of weeks, and I thought it was his time, and he thought it was his time, and he delivered.
Austin also caught a touchdown pass. Najee Harris ran for 114. The Giants tried to potentially tie the game on the final drive, but quarterback Daniel Jones threw an interception to end that hope. I'm Chuck Freeman.
On the ice yesterday, winners include Columbus, Chicago, San Jose, and Carolina in overtime. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.